Yeah, I'm Chris Dean. I'm the events coordinator at the UWSA.
And can you talk a little bit about what's happening for O-Week this year at the University of Winnipeg?
Yeah, so O-Week is running September 3rd to 5th. It's out on the front lawn of the University of Winnipeg. It's going to be a good time. We got free pancake breakfast, free food truck snacks, a bunch of local artists, cheap beverages, so that's always a selling point. We got roll call happening on the Thursday, where we have music programming running from noon till 11 p.m. on the front lawn. And we got Juno-nominated Shad coming down, playing at 9 p.m.
While Shad's the big act that's coming in, you also have a lot of local bands that are playing. So who are those bands, and what's to expect from them?
Yeah, we got a lot of local talent coming. We have The Lytics, our fan favorite. We have Human Music, Honolulu, Mama Cutsworth DJ Academy, The Catamounts, NASA, Greek Riots, Pipskid, Mabina Galore, Atlas, J.R. Hill. They're all coming down. Plus, we have DJ sets from Wolf Boy, Honeycutt and Co-op, DJ Zuki and DJ Ashi of Jams. And yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Can you talk about why Orientation Week is important and why this celebration is important?
Yeah, so, I mean, our O-Week is always focusing on our location in Winnipeg, where we have an interesting downtown campus, exposed to a lot of the art scene and a lot of cool things downtown that we find are underappreciated. I think O-Week's a great time to showcase what cool things can happen downtown and really change this commuter campus from people to stay downtown even after their classes and get involved. We're going to have community groups coming down on Thursday to, you know, spark some interest in new kids and even existing university students. We have places like the West End Cultural Center, Art City, all great places that operate within 5 kilometers of our campus. And, we're really trying to celebrate the local theme and celebrate Winnipeg.
And this is also, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is also your first year putting this whole event together.
Yes. It's my first year taking the role of the coordinator position. It's been crazy. I've been lucky enough to be involved for the past 3 or 4 years, so I got a feel of how O-Week is. But it's been a learning experience, but a lot of fun.
Talking about the learning experience, what have you learned? What's it like to put something like this together?
I'm a pretty A-type personality most time, but the thing that I learned the most is collaboration. Don't put it all on yourself. There's a lot of great places like CKW, Uniter, my coworkers at the UWSA that all have great ideas. University is just it's a think tank. Use those ideas and don't take it all on yourself. And I think O-Week will showcase some of those ideas that other people came up with.
You mentioned briefly the sort of tabling situation for O-Week this year. Every day, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday kind of have a different set of groups in, and that's a change from last year. Can you talk about why that was put in place?
Yeah, so last year and years in the past, we've had student groups running, you know, on the front lawn right in right by our licensed area as like a good coverage for them, good FaceTime for students to get involved. We found in the past, though, that they kind of peter out by the mid-second day. I mean, it's really hard to table for a couple of days and sit there kind of static. This year, we changed it up a bit. We decided to run a student group fair the week before for first-year students, which is great for student groups because they get that the fresh young minds that are coming in, and that's arguably the people you want getting started in your student group so they can grow. This year, we're going to do student groups fairs still happening on the Wednesdays, the September 3rd. We still think student groups should be a part of O-Week, and we love seeing them there. Thursday will be more connecting to our downtown area, so we'll have community groups, and they'll be offered a chance to engage. Also, give away some coupons to help kids come out. Friday is going to be university services, so your things like academic advising, health and wellness, they're going to come down to the front lawn and talk about maybe a bit more of the serious side, but really important information that people should have.
Why bring in Shad for the event?
Okay, well, Shad is, aside from being this fantastic hip hop artist, he really, I think, represents exactly what we want to showcase at the UWSA. He has a great, great personality and stands for a lot of really great things. I mean, he's a Juno winner, Pulitzer Prize nominee almost, it seems like, every year. He just really represents values like equality, human rights, gender equality is a big one as well, and we love that. He's also a university graduate. He has a master's degree from McMaster University, so that's huge. I mean, he knows what it is like to be a student. He even wrote a song about it. So, I mean, it's perfect. Bringing him back to the campus was just a natural fit. If you notice, our artist selection for the past couple of years have been fantastic. We had Tribe Called Red last year and Shad, both of which who are opening for the Human Rights Museum this coming September, which I think speaks a lot to what we represent as an organization.
And then just finally, if you could give one last recap of sort of the practical details. What are the dates, times? Are there fees for O Week for students and community members? Kind of that how to get there, when to get there.
Perfect. Yeah. So it runs 3rd to the 5th, September 3rd to 5th, O Week. That's what's happening. Every day you'll be able to get your pancakes, free pancakes and coffee from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. out on the front lawn. Music starts at 11:45 around, with bands going on almost every hour. We have beverage sales running from noon till 4. Food trucks will be there from noon to 4. You know, you'll be able to grab your food trucks, snacks. You got the tabling that we just talked about. The only difference is the Thursday, where we're running things late. We're going to 11 p.m., so you'll be able to grab a drink on the front lawn from 12 to 11 p.m., plus it's a stacked lineup every hour on the hour, a new band. Yeah, I encourage you to come out. It'll be a lot of fun. We're also doing the after party on Thursday. I always forget about it, but it's at Garbanzo. So head on over there. You got the guys from Jams playing, and we'd love to see you keep the party going.